About 15 Murray State students and emergency workers are spread out on the grounds of Murray State's Equine Center, looking for an injured rider and a trapped horse.
Right now we have a group of six. So what we've done is we've each split off in a group of two, and we're going opposite directions. That way we can cover as much ground as fast as we can.
MSU senior Hallie Perkins and her team are searching an area equal to 10 square miles, and it's getting dark.
So we're constantly scanning the perimeters, looking for any type of movement. Watch the cattle and the horses. They will sometimes clump up where they see people because they think they're going to get fed. Rebecca!
The training program Perkins and others are participating in is called Technical Large Animal Emergency Rescue, or TALER. And while it's only a simulated search and rescue, the training gives aspiring horse workers the know-how of what to do in a seriously dangerous situation. TALER also includes several other scenarios, including a mud rescue, a barn fire, hypothermia, and even removing a horse from a flipped-over trailer. That scenario hits close to home for MSU rodeo coach J.D. Van Hooser. Just 2 years ago, there was an accident near Paducah.
The driver, the young lady on the rodeo team, applied her brakes. The truck and trailer jackknifed, got up on two wheels, and actually flipped over, threw one of the horses through the roof of the trailer, and had to be euthanized. And that type of wreck is exactly what they have been training for here at this deal.
To simulate that sort of car and trailer wreck, students use an intricate system of ropes and pulleys to tip over a double horse trailer with a horse trapped inside. But don't worry, no real animals were harmed.
We have a large mannequin that he's about 600 pounds. His name is Stormy. We work with this mannequin just like he was a live animal.
That's Eric Thompson, operations manager for the Emergency Equine Response Unit out of Kansas City, which trains police and firefighters for such situations.
We're teaching the students at least have knowledge of what the firefighters would do so they can help communicate a safe extrication method for the animal in the event that they're all on scene together.
Dr. Rebecca Jimenez leads the course. She says these safety techniques need to be taught young before students venture into the ag industry, because she says it's difficult to train horse workers already set in their ways.
Much of the training within the horse industry is horse industry professionals teaching horse industry professionals as they come up through college, etc.
And that's why she doesn't find many of Kentucky's horse racing professionals at her courses. And too often she sees accidents that could have been prevented.
It is very challenging to reach out to the racehorse industry. It's a very insular industry, and part of that, I think, is because they think they know everything. Any of us that have watched racing on YouTube, or if you're watching it on TV, sometimes horses get caught up in the gates. They might flip over in the gates, get hung by their hind end.
Jimenez says animal accidents can be more emotional because of the personal bond between the animal and the owner, and that emotion can sometimes cloud judgment. But she says the main lesson she wants the students to take away is how important they are in the education of others.
When they go home and they work with 4-H students, or they work with Pony Club students, or they work with their own children as they grow up, I hope that they bring these ideas of stop, do a risk assessment, breathe, call a friend, call a vet, call an emergency responder to help you, and perhaps that will make us a little bit safer around our horses. It's not all about saving the horse, it's also about saving people.
Jimenez says TALER conducts around 20 trainings across the U.S. and Canada each year. This is the second year MSU instructors have held the course and say they would like to make TALER a required course for all ag students working with large animals. For WKMS News, I'm Rob Canning.